Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Zoomed In. I'm your host, Sherwin Francis. I'm an intern at the College of Education. And today we have Amy Roth McDuffie. She is a professor at the College of Education in mathematics education. Amy, welcome to Zoomed In.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and congratulations on being selected as a panelist for the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Being invited is a huge deal. So could you tell us a little bit more about your appointment and the role you play?
Well, it is an honor to be selected, and I'm excited about this work. We've had one meeting just this week as our first meeting, and it's the Standing Committee for Mathematics, and the NAEP is what we call it, the acronym, but National Assessment of Educational Progress, as you said, and it's given at grades 4, 8, and 12. They administer some version of it about every 2 years. Of course, there's been some interruption with COVID, but It's also called the Nation's Report Card. And it's been in place since, I think, the late 60s. And it's the way we really track what students are learning in our nation. And what matters in learning shifts over time too. So the test actually shifts, and I'm on the committee to help design the assessment for 2026, which gives you a sense of how far out they have to plan to get a really good assessment together. And so we look at the mathematics related items, and it's targeted at students obviously, but they also give assessments to teachers. Okay. And others involved in schools on looking at the context of schooling, for example. And so we're not item writers, which is really challenging work, but we look at the work that the item writers do from our lens and experience to say if we think these are going to be effective items or what problems we might see with them. And at multiple levels, from the wording of an individual item to how well does it align with their framework and their aims for the assessment.
Okay, got it. So will you be on this panel until it goes out in 2026?
It's a 2-year appointment that's renewable. So you can ask me in 2 years that same question, and I'll tell you if I've kept my job or not.
Gotcha. And I know it's like a big deal being invited. And as I understand it, only a handful of people are selected and you have to be specifically invited. Is that right?
That's correct. And I don't know exactly what process, other than I was invited to submit my vita, and I did that. And it was pretty clear at that point that I wasn't necessarily invited to serve yet. So you're invited to be screened, I guess. And, then I did receive the invitation to actually serve.
Okay, brilliant. And I also understand that you're on the task force for the Association of Mathematics Teacher Educators. Could you tell me a little bit more about that role?
Yeah, it's a specific task force that they have right now with the Get the Facts Out project. And there's sort of layers to this. But the Get the Facts Out project is a National Science Foundation funded project, and the lead institution is Colorado School of Mines, MINES, not Mines, which people often hear. Their NSF project is basically focused on recruiting more students into mathematics and science teaching in particular. And I am not a PI on the project. I'm really just affiliated through my association, AMTE, as you mentioned. And the reason for those multiple layers is they designed their project that, you know, no one project could really do that. But instead, if they work with individuals who are interested and professional organizations with a related commitment to teacher education, especially mathematics and science teacher education, then the impact will be much greater. So that's how AMTE got involved, and there are many other professional organizations involved as well. And then AMTE then named our task force. It was the kind of thing that we again applied and then were selected to serve on this committee. And I'm really enjoying the work, and both with the NAEP project and with this, I feel like it's important work, but it also helps me develop as a professional because I'm working with leaders in the field who are concerned about the same sort of problem. So it's a constant exchange of ideas.
Right, gotcha. And you did touch on it a little bit. So just in terms of get the facts out, what are the specific goals that the organization hopes to achieve?
So we do not have enough mathematics and science teachers in the nation, and it's been a long-standing problem. And so we're focused in particular on how do we get more people interested in mathematics and science teaching. And another problem that these folks, before we even got involved, revealed is that one of the reasons we don't have enough mathematics and science teachers is there's some real misperceptions or even myths out there about teaching that dissuades people from considering it. For example, salaries are often much higher than people assume they are in teaching. Benefits are much better than counterparts in industry often. And then one of the biggest things is job satisfaction. The Get the Facts Out group has already done the research and found the job satisfaction among teachers, as you look at different professions, the only profession that it's higher is physicians. So it's basically at the top. And there's sort of a myth out there that teachers don't like their work, and it's just not true. So we're both recruiting, but also the name Get the Facts Out is basically this push towards let's get good information out there so people will give teaching a real consideration and not rule it out based on bad information.
Got it. So in your time with Get the Facts Out, do you think the organization has been successful so far in increasing recruitment?
I don't know that they have data yet on the impact, and that's really important because so much of the work has been trying to get folks like me involved and getting message out that it's probably a little early to see, are we actually getting more teachers involved or more students involved in teaching? I do think they're having a big impact about getting more and more people in the field with better information and resources to talk to potential students. So I'm seeing that impact already. I have not seen data from their project, and I'm sure it's a long-term goal to see, are we getting more people actually in? Right. But that's going to be an important question, no doubt.
Right. And we have been working on Get the Facts Out projects at WSU campuses as well, developing videos and things. So with that, what is the anticipated outcome specific to our WSU campus and the College of Education?
Well, and I appreciate your help because you and Brandon have been helping with that. We already have one video ready to go and we're working on some others. And one of the ways that Get the Facts Out works as the bigger project is knowing that recruitment really is local, and this problem really comes down to not just general statements, but specific, what are the concerns for people in Washington or for people in Eastern Washington even, and or our students in particular, because the people who come to WSU don't look like, have the same concerns or have the same background maybe as the folks who go to University of Florida. So they're trying to give us tools so we can take their tools and ideas and really customize them for our own universities. And that's what I've been working with you and Brandon on, is we see some of their videos and then we adapt them and say, what can we use? And we have, especially hopefully we won't be in COVID mode next year. So we have plans to share our videos and information that's really customized for students who are interested in WSU to think about teaching in math and science.
Right. And yeah, working with you, putting together those videos, you really see the impact it has on the misinformation that people really do think that teachers don't make enough money. And I think that's a hard thing to challenge. So Just in terms of that, is with this project as a whole, what would you say is the biggest challenge?
I think it's a big help to get better information out, but I think our biggest challenge in the field is recruiting students of color into teaching. It's our biggest need by far, and that's why it's our biggest challenge, because we know from research that students in classrooms need to see people who look like themselves. And you don't set goals for yourself to go to college, to maybe be a teacher, to be a mathematician, to be a scientist. That's much harder to do if you don't see people like yourself achieving that. I heard on one of the interviews last month with a female who was high ranking in the military saying, it's hard to be what you can't see. And the same is true that when we work with children in schools. And so that's a great need. Yet people of color are disproportionately underrepresented, especially if you look at the classrooms, the students in their classrooms. We should have teachers of color proportional to the students we're teaching, and we don't. And there are a lot of other reasons. Also, I think other teachers benefit from rich diversity within their own schools, to hear other experiences, to hear other lived, other backgrounds, other successes, other challenges, rather than people who have similar social markers to themselves. So we have not yet come up with really good solutions. And I think one of the things we need to do is really focus on not the question of why are people of color not coming into teaching, but instead switch the question to within our institutions, why are we not attracting people of color? And that's a nuanced switch, but it pushes the question on what are the institutional and structural barriers? And that's where I think we're going to make some progress.
Those are some very difficult questions. And yeah, I think your research is really interesting, and same with Get the Facts Out project. And I know you're also involved with the National Science Foundation in a separate project called NOICE. So is that related to Get the Facts Out in any way, or is that a completely different one?
Yes and no. In terms of the problems we're taking on, it's very related. In terms of organizationally, they aren't related at all. It's funded entirely separately. It's with a different group of people. And David Slavitt, who's a professor of math on our Vancouver campus, is a co-PI with me on that project, co-principal investigator, that is. And we are working with folks at four additional universities in Washington who also prepare teachers. And our focus there really is on the preparation of mathematics and science teachers. And we are really looking at has multiple prongs to the project, and I'm not sure I'll get them all here today. But the one thing that's related to the Get the Facts Out is what's going on in recruiting the admissions process and ultimately admissions decisions related to math and science teachers. What does that process look like? And does that process align with what mathematics and science faculty that have a role in teacher education say matters for the attributes of future teachers? So we have a long history of admissions looking a certain way, and we're not at all sure that it looks that way to really select the people who we think will be successful teachers and who align with the values that we say that's important in someone who's going to become a teacher. So we're really, it could just be the result of tradition. We've always asked these things, so let's just keep asking them. And we've always had this grade point requirement because we need to select people somehow, right? Does that really matter? Does that make a better teacher to have a higher grade point, even though that could be a really important criterion in whether someone gets in or not? Are we selecting for reasons that really match our values? And then that project also is going to look at, based on these selection decisions, sort of, are universities getting it right? Are the people we think are going to be successful as teachers and stay and go on to become teachers and be successful? Is there some predictive value in the way we're doing it or not? So it's really going to be also a check down the line based on who becomes teachers, whether our processes make sense.
Right. Okay. So would you say the results from this project has the potential to overhaul the whole admissions process that we go through as a university?
Well, we hope so. And probably this is sort of an early stage project. And if it goes well, we'll probably go for a larger scale project and focus even more on how this should be impacting universities. We're still at the sort of what's going on here stage, right? And you always want to end up with some implications and guidelines for universities to start thinking about what are we doing that's going to be effective, and maybe what are we doing that doesn't make sense at all. So that is our aim. This project, again, is early stage. So if it doesn't happen in this first one, we hope we'll at least get enough to really launch another one at a larger scale where we can get to that kind of information.
Okay, got it. And just going back to get the facts out, what is the next step on WCU campuses with the project?
So this has been our first year on that project that I've been meeting with my colleagues with the AMTE task force. Mm-hmm. And it's been, of course, COVID affected. We've started making presentations at our own universities, and I've already made one, and I'm working, for example, with Dr. Tariq Akmal, who's the department chair, because he does presentations to potential students or even enrolled students, because once they're enrolled in the College of Ed, they still have opportunities to make decisions to teach math and science, right? So it's something that would be continuing on. Those meetings have all been over Zoom and sort of shorter and those kinds of things. But as we go back to what we know is normal, we're hoping to really expand these efforts into next year and find lots of places. For example, we do different high school recruiting fairs where we might have that video that you helped with running on a loop. Well, right now that's not happening. So, but we have lots of places we envision using these materials as we go forward.
All right, brilliant. Well, it sounds like you have some lot of very important but fun projects going on. So thank you for taking the time to join us for Zoomed In. And congratulations again for being selected as a NAEP panelist. That's really huge. And again, this is Zoomed In with Amy Roth McDuffie. Thank you all for joining in. And as always, go Cougs.